Our next report comes from Virginia. That is the Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia, and Shannon Bauman is the teacher there.
Hello, my name is Kaden Almaton, and I am reporting from my class, Miss Bauman's first grade classroom in Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School of Phonology for Tuesday, January 29, 2019. Miley saw 8 deer eating out of her deer feeder. They were eating a corn mixture. Eric saw a buck on a rock. Callie saw 4 deer eating hay and corn in her backyard. Pear Claire was at her in-laws in the St. Cloud area on Sunday, January 20th, 2019. She was watching all of the chickadees fly around the bird feeders when a large fox squirrel climbed up a large tree and turned around to sit and look at the window. Later on, that same squirrel was on the ground with a gray squirrel and a blue jay eating the seeds from the bird feeders. Fair Clara also saw a gray fox walking in the ditch when she was driving back from Hibbing on 169. Lexi saw a bald eagle flying over her car when she was on the way back from Deer River. Kara saw 2 bald eagles, 1 in Duluth and 1 on Midway. Jacob saw a crow or raven on a branch outside of our classroom window. Jacob also saw 2 seagulls fly right by our classroom window. He saw a seagull dive down and glide. Lastly, Jacob saw a chickadee on a porch. That is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Caden. Nice job. Deer, gray fox. That's used to be a rarity up here, but more and more are moving into the area. I wonder how they feel about that decision. Perhaps they're second-guessing themselves on that. And lots of bald eagles, which is interesting because years and years ago, you almost never saw bald eagles of any time of the year. And now there are opportunities to see bald eagles every day of the year. They are certainly have recovered from the tough times of the 60s and early 70s.